Hello, this is Jacob Lothamer with WKAR Current Sports. When you think of college basketball, you think of the number one team getting upset on the road, the NCAA tournament where you watch nonstop basketball all weekend, and you remember the unforgettable moments that occur each day. Although the pandemic has affected a lot of student athletes at colleges around the country, Division I basketball began a couple weeks ago. But what has it been like for students who play here locally in Michigan? Some schools around the state have played a few games. Some haven't played at all. I sat down with three different student athletes from different colleges around the state of Michigan to discuss what their basketball seasons have looked like. The first person I interviewed was Daniel Zielinski. He is a senior at Cornerstone University who decided to end his basketball career 1 year early. We talked about his plans for the future and the big decision to stop playing basketball.
No, I had called it quits in May. Yeah, because I just wasn't, getting the playing time that I was wanting. And, the coaches even said, you're getting playing time. I never got it. So It was just a lot of frustration. So I just decided to call it early.
I asked Daniel what he thought was the biggest challenge for his friends who continue to play on the basketball team.
I definitely hang out with them all the time. One is the masks. They had to wear masks during their games, which is – It's strange and it's tough for them, especially with certain guys who have asthma. I mean, it's just harder to breathe. And so you have to pull them down sometimes mid-game, but then, you get yelled at, so you got to pull them back up. So that's the main thing is the masks and getting comfortable with that. And then just the inconsistency with, you're working so hard for a game coming up, but then when the game gets canceled, it's that disappointment and emotional roller coaster.
This has been a stressful year for everyone, but ending his basketball career early made Daniel feel less stressed and has way more time on his hands.
Yeah, actually less stressed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just because, me personally, with the frustrations on the team and being on the team, I love the guys for sure, and that's what was keeping me on there, but calling it quits early, even with COVID hitting. It's definitely freed up some time. I've been able to keep myself busy, but I think I've been able to manage my time better.
With his eyes toward graduation in a few months, Daniel told me his plans for the future.
Right now it's either. So I'm working at a wealth management firm in Grand Rapids, and that's going really well. It's considered my internship for my semester, but I'm going to continue with them through next semester as well. So either they're just still deciding if they need another employee or not. So right now I'm still looking around, but one, I'll stay with them. Two, I'll find another financial advising / wealth management firm, or I'll pursue real estate full time.
With Daniel's time in college coming to an end, I turned to Bobby Samples, a freshman guard on the Kalamazoo basketball team. So far, Bobby hasn't played in a college game yet, and he has gotten a little creative on how he could train for the upcoming season.
Our team has never even got the chance to practice in the first place. Like, I've never played with my team yet. I haven't even seen them play. So, the fall term, all I could do was just get a membership at the YMCA, just go shoot and lift there because nothing else is open.
Through Zoom, Bobby has been trying to build chemistry with his teammates that he hasn't played with.
And kind of just trying to build relationships with my other teammates as best as we can.
Bobby just wants to start the season and begin playing basketball again.
Missed it a lot. It's missing it right now, not being able to have even an open gym, really. Just a 5-on-5 game is something that would be really beneficial right now, but I'm really looking forward to getting back out there and actually playing real basketball instead of just training by myself, which is what I've been doing for the past 8 months. So
Kalamazoo College plans to start testing players for COVID once they return from Christmas break.
They finally made a phase-in plan, having four phases to this process. It's a big, long thing, but the plan is to test 3 days a week and then during the season. But before all that, we had to do all sorts of quarantine and slowly progressing into full team practices.
With no team practices so far, Bobby is looking for a way to stand out from his teammates. And that one way is conditioning.
Strength and conditioning coach has sent out a program for us to do different conditioning workouts to be ready for the season. But again, it's something where it'd be easy just not to do that, and someone just to choose to like, oh, I guess I'll do it the next day or something like that. So it's really all on you on how conditioned you want to be.
Our final player is just looking for a chance to be healthy again. Sophomore at Concordia, Kip French, tested positive for COVID-19, and his school's basketball program has been shut down for quite some time now.
I was in quarantine for 24 days. It's been 2 weeks now. I was out, but our team got – someone on our team got, like, infected, tested positive, and then the day that I was out, I went to Planet Fitness and then came back, and my roommate goes, hey, I tested positive for COVID.
So did you get it or no?
So when he said he tested positive for COVID, I was like, oh, you haven't been here, so should I just leave? He's like, no, you should be good. And I stayed the night there because I was going to leave in the morning. And then I woke up kind of feeling like garbage.
Unlike the other two athletes, Concordia started their season, but it has resulted in a few positive cases.
So we played our first game, and then we were off for like a week. Not really, but like we were practicing and stuff where we should have been playing. And then we played our second game at home. And then it was the same case. Both games got canceled. So we were practicing for another week, and then at the end of the week on Sunday, where we were going to play on Tuesday, they, like, didn't say anything about practice. They said they'd let us know. And then, like, 4 o'clock, they're like, everyone hop on a Zoom, like, even JV kids. And we all hopped on Zoom. They're like, someone tests positive. So if you can get tested. But if you can't, then you're supposed to be quarantined for 14 days.
When they return to play in January, the teams in the conference need to make up a certain amount of games to be eligible for their postseason tournament. Because of this, the teams may be playing a lot more games in a shorter period of time.
In January, it's NBA style, so it's practice, play, practice, play, practice, play, day off. And just for 3 weeks consistently like that.
After testing positive a few weeks ago, French and his teammates have began to work out again.
So we just started doing workouts yesterday. We're like, you send a picture of you in the gym and like you say how many hours you're in there, and like whoever gets the most, like a challenge based, whoever gets the most in the week is like has a star or something like that, and they'll give a prize to someone at the end. I don't know what it is, but they said it'd be worth it.
As the new year gets closer, more of the smaller colleges across the state of Michigan will be playing college basketball. The season will start again. The question is, will it continue? This is Jacob Lothamer with WKAR Current Sports.